Thank you for tuning to my podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe. In this podcast, each week, what I do is I break down a supernatural being or supernatural power or supernatural world. I'll go over like description, go a little bit into the background and tell you why I like it, why I'm geeking out over it. Then finally, what I'll do is I'll go into whether or not, if you were given the option, does it make sense to have that supernatural power or be that type of supernatural being or make that choice inside our modern world? I'll go over some of the pros and the cons and I'll give you my overall opinion about whether or not it makes sense. Now, in this podcast, what we're going to do, this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about one of my favorite shows, One Piece, and one of my favorite abilities, which is the Devil Fruit ability. Excellent name. I absolutely love it. Great show. I absolutely love it. We're going to dive right into it. So first, let me go into what is One Piece and what are Devil Fruit and what is that exact ability? Just in case you're new, you never heard of One Piece, you never watched any of it, I'm going to go into it, okay? First thing is that One Piece is just this amazing manga is what it is, and it's also an anime. The manga got started way back in 1997 and is still going today. Also, the anime has been going on a long time. They got over 1,000 episodes of the anime. It is really amazing, obviously, because it is an anime. It started out in Japan. It is a cartoon, but it's so much complex and it's so actually varied that it's made for young adults and adults alike is what it's really geared toward. It's not for kids, especially with some of the language and some of the things that happen inside the show with people dying and people getting hurt. It's really not for kids. So the basic premise of the show is that it takes place on a planet that's very similar to our own. And at one time, there was a pirate. His name is Black. He was a Blackbeard. And he went through and he really conquered and really took over pretty much almost the entire planet. And what winds up happening is that he eventually gets captured. He's a pirate. He eventually gets captured. And before he gets executed, he makes a speech about how he gathered all the world's treasure. It's called the One Piece. And he's hidden it past this area called the Grand Line. And that if you want it, you have to go out there and go get it. So he's later executed. But what winds up happening is that kicks off this incredible pirate race where everybody wants to be a pirate. Everybody wants to go out to this area in order to get all the world's riches and treasures. The One Piece treasure is what they call it. So they... So have the planet where there's land and there's water, of course. And you have this area where you pass over to it called the Grand Line. And you pass over this area and it's almost like the Bermuda Triangle where everything just gets really screwy inside that area where your compass no longer works. It's completely useless. There's all kind of weird animals, all kind of weird fish inside there. There's all kind of weird people inside. And it's just this extraordinary area. They have giants inside. They got dinosaurs inside this area. And it is just off the chain, all over the place. Nothing really makes sense. And you never know what you're going to run into inside this area. But that's what everybody's trying to do. They want to go get the One Piece treasure. So you have half the planet where they're just going about their day. Everything's fine. And you have this small amount of folks that are just really off the chain, trying to do what they can, becoming pirates in order to try to get the One Piece and be the king of all the pirates. It really focused the main character. His name is Monkey D. Luffy. And what he is he's a pirate and he wants to be the king of pirates. And you see him from the very beginning when he's very small time. He doesn't even have a boat or anything at all. But he later, as he's going about his adventures, as he's making his way to the Grand Line, he later gets a boat, he gets a crew, he meets these extraordinary folks, and they all join his mission to become the king of the pirates. They join his mission to become the king of the pirates, but they got their own mission that they're following as far as what they're trying to accomplish. And that's what's really unique is that, yes, they're following their captain, they're very loyal to the captain, But at the same time, they have their own ambition, their own quest that they're trying to get done while they're following the captain. Now, while the main character, Monkey, as he's going about his adventures, he encounters pirates, other pirates, of course. He encounters like giants, half humans. He goes to the Cloud City. He encounters a gentleman who calls himself God. He also goes against the seven warlords of the sea, which are some of the strongest, most powerful pirates out there. He also encounters the Marines, which they're kind of like the Navy, and their job is really to keep the pirates in check and to keep order inside both the Grand, past the Grand Line. They keep order in all the different seas is what they do. And he also, Luffy encounters like this corrupt world government that he has to fight. It's what he has to do. So it's and he's got this huge bounty on his head, huge bounty on his all his mates' head. And so they get into one adventure after another. And like I mentioned before, Luffy has his main main mission to become the Pirate King. The people that are on his boat, they got their own mission. Like one person, he's a cook, and he's trying to become the best cook ever. He's trying to go to this ocean that you can go, and then you go fish inside this ocean, and it's supposed to contain all the world's fish inside this one ocean. Doesn't matter if it's salt water, doesn't matter if it's some type of exotic fish or freshwater fish. It's supposed to all be inside this ocean. That's what he's trying to discover. You have another gentleman named Zoro, whose real mission is he wants to be the strongest, best sword master out there. So he's getting better at sword fighting, and that's his whole mission, is to be the best. So there's all these different missions, and even when they're trying to go from one place to the other, it's never like a true straight line. They may be going to one island, but on their way to go to this island, they'll encounter an unusual character, or they'll encounter an unusual pirate, and they get into all kind of different adventures. And then once that adventure gets done, then they try to go back to their main mission, is what they do. So it's really fascinating. One of the things that I really like about it is that you never really know where the characters are going to end up. You could have a character, one of the characters we met in very early in the episodes, and he's just kind of this weak guy, and he gets picked on and bullied, and he's nothing. He's kind of short, and he's fat. He's got glasses on him. But you see this character later on. This character has been working on a Marine's boat, doing hard labor, and he gets stronger and stronger. And so the next, probably another 200 or so episodes later, you see him, and you barely recognize this character. He has truly changed, and it's really just kind of amazing. There's another character where in the beginning, she says she's the prettiest woman. She makes her whole captains and all everybody on her boat say, yeah, she's very pretty, even though she looks horrendous is what she looks. She looks absolutely disgusting. And she later eats a devil fruit. And what winds up happening later is that she becomes very pretty. Is what winds up happening on there. So it's a real fascinating part, because people drop out of story, then they come back at different times, and all the people, they have their own motivation. So you get to see them really change over time. I really do love that part of the actual TV show. Now, my favorite character, I got to put that out, is Zoro, who is the gentleman I mentioned before that goes around with he wants to be the best sword master, and he's got three swords is what he's carried, one for his left hand, one for his right hand, and he puts a sword inside his mouth, and that's how he fights. And you see him and his progression as he gets stronger and stronger. He meets other people that are sword masters that are really strong. At one point, he gets beaten up several times, but he keeps coming back and he keeps getting stronger throughout the series. Now, one of my favorite girls, what they call in the anime is best girl, her name's Nico Robin, and she is just a really fascinating character, where she starts out that in the beginning, you don't really trust her. She's a former assassin, and she's got a dark past, and you don't really know. She's all kind of mysterious, and over time, you really gain, you start trusting her, and she starts trusting her actual crewmates, and they really bond, and they grow stronger together is what they do. Really like her and her story and how that all gets unfolded on there. So I really do enjoy this show. And it's one of those things that you can binge watch it, or you can take your time and watch episode after episode. You don't have to just binge, try to watch a whole marathon, especially because it's like 1,000 episodes. So it's going to take a while to get to it. And I don't know how many of the manga they have. So, but it's really a cool show. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. Now, in this show, there's basically two main types of abilities. There is a ability that is Haiki, is what it's called, which is kind of like a ki ability. So it just, all it does is it makes you faster, makes you stronger and more durable, and it also improves your reflexes. You get that ability, I think everybody has it, but when folks, they train it and they keep working at it, they get better at using it. It's kind of like, imagine everybody starts off at zero and then someone starts training that ability, they get stronger and stronger, and then they get to the point to where they're at a level 99 or 100 is what they are. The ki ability really reminds me of like a Captain America, where he took the super soldier serum. So he was stronger, faster, more durable, had better reflexes than anybody around. That's basically ki. And those individuals that work hard at it, they get stronger, faster than anyone around. In the show, one of the characters, Zoro, which is the sword master, he really focused and really worked on his haki ability. And you see him change over time where he gets stronger, faster, better durability, and he's able to fight much better than he could in the past. So it's really a cool power that is all of itself. I can do an episode on. But in this one, what we're going to talk about is really one of the fascinating parts of One Piece, which is the Devil Fruit ability. And basically what that is that there are these fruit inside their world, and they call it Devil Fruit is what they call it. Really cool name. I like the name. The fruit looks like almost like a regular fruit, but it's got all these weird lines that are all along the fruit, and it'll have very odd looking colors is what it has. A lot of the fruit that the show encounters is inside that Bermuda Triangle area. That where the Grand Line, once you pass that, then you get into all these different types of weird devil fruit and devil abilities. They come much more often. Now, when someone, there's two types of devil fruit. One is natural and the other one is the artificial kind. And basically what happens is it's almost like when you eat the fruit, it's like you gain some type of power that comes inside you. It reminds me of a lot of X-Men and the mutant abilities. So it's like you eat this devil fruit and then you gain this mutant, your body changes and you're able to use this kind of new power that becomes part of you. And it really all depends upon which fruit that you eat. There's over 100 different types of different kinds of devil fruit. And depending on which kind you eat, you will gain that ability. And there's no two devil fruit that are alike. Each one has their own unique ability. With the natural devil fruit, the one that's not man-made, the one that's just grows inside that environment and is available, when you take one bite of it and you swallow the fruit, then you instantly gain that power. So you don't even have to eat the whole thing. You just take one bite and you swallow and you gain that ability. Now, you can only eat one devil fruit. If you eat a second one, then you're actually going to die and you explode. So you can really only gain just one power is what you're able to gain. But there's what's really fascinating is that there's so many different types of devil fruit and different abilities. I had to do some research on it, make sure I got some of them right. But there's these three main types when you look at the natural devil fruit. There's three main categories. The first category is what they call Paramecia, which is the most common type of devil fruit. And in this devil fruit, like where you gain superhuman powers, but you don't transform into animals and you don't have any elemental transformation. Some of the powers that you can get, so you eat this fruit, some of the powers that you'll get is one is chop fruit, which will let you take your body parts and you can take them apart. So if you want to take your hands, you can take your hands off, or you want to take your legs, you can take your legs off, and you don't bleed everywhere. It just comes right off, and you can levitate it. You can move it. You can even take your head off your body, off your torso, and you can continue to talk and interact, and you can put yourself back together. You're able to chop yourself up and put yourself together. And when you are, when your body parts are chopped off you, like you take your hands off, you can still move around. They can fly, is what they can do. And they can interact with the environment, and then they come back together and everything's fine. There's another one which is follows the main character, Luffy Monkey D, where he ate the rubber plant, devil fruit is what he did. So what it did was made his body into rubber so that regular physical objects couldn't hurt him. Things like hammers, things like boulders. He could stretch himself out. It reminded me a lot of Mr. Fantastic, where if he wanted to, he could just stretch his arm out all the way across the room and punch somebody in the face. He could stretch his legs out really far and kick somebody. If somebody is falling from a building, they could take him and make it almost like a blanket out of him. He can just stretch himself out. So it's really fascinating, that ability, and you see him change and grow it over time. There were some others I thought was kind of unique. There was one that is called the Heal Heal. They with the names of the fruit, obviously they're in Japanese, but even in English, they're the different, all the different fruits have names to them. And it's like a repetitive, it repeats exactly what the fruit is about. So if it allows you to chop yourself up, then it's a chop chop fruit. If it allows you to heal somebody, it's called the Heal Heal fruit. That allows you to heal people, which is really nice. There's also the glare glare, where it lets you see through objects. You can see from far away through objects. There's the slow slow fruit, which can make you slow someone down for up to 30 seconds. There's rust rust, which can make anything that you touch will turn into rust. There's venom venom, which can let you can create and you control poison. There's also another one, which is decay, which you can touch something and make it just instantly decay. So that first group, it's really unique and just really odd, like as far as with the different abilities and different powers that you can have. And those abilities, they affect your body mainly. But you can affect some of them, that you can affect the environment. Like there's one that's my favorite, which is Time Time, that lets you, or the you can use it on yourself to go forward in time, or you can use it on other people and make them go forward on time. So that's a that's probably my favorite one inside that category as far as the abilities go. But there's a whole variety of them on there that is available inside that category. Now, the second category is a much more rare category. And in that category, it's these are some of the most powerful ones. And these are ones that you see a lot of times, like the admirals or the seven warlords, they'll have these abilities where they eat the fruit. And what it gains them the ability is over different elemental items. Like there's one that the gentleman ate and he was able to control ice. He could turn his body into ice. He could freeze things around him. If he wanted to, and he did inside the show, he wanted to go and meet up with Monkey D and talk to his all his crew. So he gets on a bike and he just takes his bike across the ocean and he freezes the water as he's going along. So he can really control ice and he can freeze objects, freeze other people all the way around him. Another one was the mud ability, where it lets him control mud. He can make his body into mud. There's fire, where Monkey D's brother is able to control fire. He can turn his different body parts into fire. Fire, obviously, he doesn't burn because he can control fire. And what's interesting is that inside this group, the transformation doesn't just affect you, but it also affects the clothes that you're wearing. So that in that case, his brother is able to control fire, his clothes don't burn off him. He can just control it and everything's fine. I read an interview with the gentleman that created the show. And what he mentioned was like, well, he wanted to do that because he wanted to worry about people's clothes and people, you know, being run around naked all the time. So it's pretty convenient. But, you know, you think about disability, it's actually pretty cool. And from that standpoint, but another one was darkness, and another one was smoke, so that you can control these different parts of your body to where even if you wanted to, like your fist could be just smoke. You can make a big smoke cloud all around you. That character, he was constantly smoking cigarettes is what he was, or cigars is what he was. And that was actually my favorite ability inside that category, was the that smoke fruit, as far as being able to control smoke, make your body smoke, make all smoke around you at all times. It was really cool. The third category is what they call zoan, which when someone eats the fruit, what they'll do is they'll gain an actual animal ability. So they can either transform into the animal, or they can make different body parts in them transform into the animal. So everything from like wolves, foxes, owls, all that kind of good stuff is what they can do. And you can gain those abilities where obviously if you're a wolf, you got some good hearing. If you're I think one of the characters, he was a bull, and he could turn himself into a half man, half bull, and charge right into a group of enemies is what he could do. In that, inside that category, there's also some deeper levels to it where they call it ancient zoan, which allow you to transform into an ancient extinct animal, such as like a dinosaur, yeah, like they had a triceratops, I think it was what was the other one? Was a triceratops, there was a stegosaurus, there was those type of abilities, a T-Rex. So that's what that ancient zoan, and that's really rare for those type of fruit. Again, it's much more rare. And then there's another category, which is mythical, which will allow someone bites into that fruit and allow them to turn into a mythical animal, which I thought was interesting. I haven't seen that in the TV show yet. I haven't got that far, but I did read up on it as far as like one of the animals was a phoenix, which is just really cool as far as turn into a phoenix. They can use the phoenix abilities, you know, make themselves on fire. They can heal themselves. They can fly is what they can do. That is just a really cool ability. And there's other things like dragons. And when you think of that long dragon with the short legs, they can turn into that ability is what can happen. So you only turn into one animal is what you can when you eat that fruit. So you're not like you can just change over all these different animals. So you can only turn into one. And it really based on which fruit that you bite into. You bite into one fruit, then you'll gain that ability is what will happen. So that's looking at a nutshell at the overall with the natural devil fruit. As far as, depending on which one you bite into, you're going to get these really cool powers is what you'll get on there. But there's another type of devil fruit, which is not a natural, but it's an artificial one. It is one that was made by some scientists inside the lab. They made it, and in order to make these workers is what they did. They call it the smile fruit is what they call it on there. And one thing about it is that unlike with the natural devil fruit, with this one, you can take a bite of it and you can give the rest of the fruit to someone else. And with the natural one, once someone takes that first bite, that's it. The fruit doesn't work anymore, is dead, and it's just a bad tasting fruit is what it is. With the artificial one, you can take a bite of it and then you can give it to someone else, and then they will be able to take a bite of it also, and they'll be able to gain the animal traits also. So with the artificial ones, it was all based around animals is what it was. So it was much like the zoan abilities, but they're much lesser, much weaker versions of it. So a big part of that is the other part before I forget about that is that when it came to that the artificial devil fruit, 1 out of 10 times is going to grant you ability only. That's it. Just 1 out of 10. So you got a 90% chance that you bite into this fruit and it doesn't grant you any ability at all. In fact, they call it the smile fruit, and it was kind of like a joke part about it, because if you bit into it and it didn't grant you ability, what it would do is it would take away all your abilities to make a negative emotions. So you can no longer make a negative emotions. You can no longer have negative emotions. You'll constantly go around with just a happy face on a smile on your face, and you'll just constantly think about happy thoughts is what you'll do. So it was one of those things that they use in order to manipulate people and use them as slaves inside of some factory that they were making. But that artificial one's a very risky piece, because only 1 out of 10 times is going to grant you ability. And even if it grants you the ability, it's going to be much weaker. It's almost, it's very random as far as the ability it grants you. Like I said before, it's an animal ability, but it could just be that you take a bite of the fruit and you just have a spider on your shoulder. That's it. You'll just have a spider who is coming out your skin and growing on your shoulder. Or you take a bite of the fruit and the only ability you get is a pair of like monkey paws on your back or something. That's it. You got monkey paws on your back, little monkey paws that you can utilize. You could get some cool and get some horns that have come out of your head. But at the same time, you may not be able to retract the horns. The horns may be just stuck. They're sticking out your head at all times and you don't really have any ability to control it. So it's a very risky possibility as far as with the artificial fruit. And I would be very cautious of that one is what I would do on there. There's not that much cool stuff that's going to happen from that fruit. A couple other things about the devil fruit, which I really do love and I really do a job, is that, like I said before, you can only eat one. If you eat the second one, if you try to bite into another devil fruit, then you will die. You will just explode is what happens. So you can only take one bite and you can only eat one devil fruit. That's it. You can't give up your power. Once you have that ability, you got it for life till your day you die. You cannot give it up. You can't give it to anybody. That's it. That is your ability you're going to have for life. The other thing about it is that you lose the ability to swim in the ocean. And what they talk about inside the anime and the manga is that really the sea hates devil fruit users so much. It makes it so that when you go into the ocean and you've bitten in the devil fruit, what happens is that your body just stops functioning as far as you lose the ability to move your body and you'll drown. And there's been several episodes where the hero, Luffy Monkey D, he's almost to the point to where he was about to drown and die is what was supposed to happen on there. So luckily, you know, got himself free and saved and all that kind of good stuff like a good show does. But when a devil fruit user, when they get inside the ocean, they lose the ability to swim. They can't move their bodies at all. And they just go inside and they just they'll sink to the bottom and they'll die is what will happen. So you lose that ability. It doesn't seem like it. I haven't seen it affect fresh water or like if they're taking a bath or something like that. It's only when he's in salt water that I've seen that his lose that ability. There's another thing based on that, which is that what they call sea stone. And it's this type of stone that is made from the ocean. And basically they use it as handcuffs. So you put that on a devil fruit user. And then what will happen is that it will turn their powers off. So they can still walk around, they can still function, they can still talk and everything, but they cannot use their abilities. It's totally cut off for them until you take that off. And it's really cool. A lot of the Marines have it and they use it on devil fruit users in order to take them out of custody, obviously, because if you got these people that can blast fireballs out their hands and they can do all these amazing things, you need a way to subdue them on there. So that is another thing that's about that devil fruit power. Final thing I'd say before I get into some of the other parts is really that no one really knows what all the different devil fruit are and what they're capable of doing. There was an encyclopedia that was made about the devil fruit, but it didn't have all the names and descriptions and it wasn't really complete. So no one really knows what the different devil fruit abilities are. You get this fruit in front of you and you're going to take a bite of it. So you don't know what abilities you're going to get. You don't know what's going to happen as far as after you take that bite of that fruit. So it is a huge gamble is what it is. And part of that is the cool thing, though, inside the show is that it doesn't really matter where you're at when you start. Because if you take your abilities and you work hard at them, you train and you focus, you can get stronger and stronger and stronger and keep growing and really max out your abilities. What we see in this, like the main character, Luffy, what happens is that he starts off and he's able to stretch his body parts. He's able to do what they call a gum gum pistol punch, where his fist is just going like almost like a pistol, like a bullet. And it's going out and punching people in the face and is hurting them really bad on there. Over time, he gets stronger, where he calls it second gear, where he gets faster, stronger. He can use that ability, but over a short period of time, then he burns himself out. Then he gets a new ability where he keeps training and getting different fights and getting stronger, where he goes into third gear, where he's using air inside his bones in order to attack. So he can attack. He can punch harder, stronger, and kick harder. All that kind of good stuff is what he can do. Then he starts to learn about Haki, which is, like I mentioned before, kind of like that Super Soldier thing, where he's learning how to, his better reflexes, he's getting stronger. He also learns how to detect movement, so he can figure out where things are going to happen at. He also figures out as far as like getting more armor so he can protect himself in his abilities. The final part where he gets into fourth gear, where again, he's just getting stronger and stronger. So this is obviously, it's a shonen, and part of the shonen is that you get stronger over time is what it is. And with the Devil Fruit users, their abilities, they get stronger and stronger over time. And that's a really cool part about it, but you just got to work at it. It's what you have to do. Final piece is about another ability, which they call Awakening, where it's almost like inside the Devil Fruit users, they can just become more extreme, and they can not only just affect their own body, but they can change the environment around them is what they can do. And at one point, one of the characters, he's got the ability to make and control strings. He turned the buildings around him into strings is what he was able to do. And he can control them. So it's pretty cool that they can go to that length where you can actually control the environment around you. Also, with the Devil Fruit, the only time you lose your abilities and whatnot, what happens is like you die is what has to happen. And once you die, then the fruit becomes reborn as like, so if you die near an apple tree or, and then that what will happen is that the actual ability is going to go into either a nearby apple tree or somewhere in the planet is going to go to an apple tree. And you'll see this is apple that's got all these weird squiggly lines on it. And then when someone eats that fruit, then the new ability goes inside them is what would happen on there. So it's a really fascinating ability. And one of the keys is, like I mentioned before, is just trying to train, trying to get stronger, trying to use your creativity and use those different abilities. Now, when it comes to our modern world, the question comes up as far as if you were ever given the option to bite into a Devil Fruit and have those abilities inside our modern world, should you take it? There's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons to it. But first, let me just say this, like, as far as with the actual, those artificial Devil Fruit, under no circumstances should you ever eat an artificial Devil Fruit. By no means. It is not worth it. I mean, you got a 1 out of 10 chance to actually get a cool ability. The other 90% of the time, what's going to wind up happening is that you're just going to be actual, you're going to lose your ability to show any negative emotions. You've been going around with a shit-eating grin on your face the entire time. So I would say no. If it is an artificial Devil Fruit, and they look different than a regular Devil Fruit, they got almost like a smiley face on them. So there is a way to know the difference between a natural and an artificial one. But under no circumstances should you ever eat an artificial Devil Fruit. Like I say, I mean, there's a low chance that you're going to get ability. And even ability you could get, it could be just completely lame. It could be just a really lame ability. Like, I mean, just a spider on your shoulder, a monkey for, you know, monkey paws out on your back. You can get some kind of lame where you just get like fish hands and you're not able to change your hands into regular hands. So you're going around the rest of your life with these fish heads that are on your hands. I mean, there's nothing good about that. There really isn't. So do not eat the artificial Devil Fruit. We ain't talking about that one. What we are talking about is the natural Devil Fruit. And will it not make sense to actually bite into one of those fruit? So supposing you're out there and you walk along the park somewhere and you see this weird fruit that's got all these little squiggly lines on it. You say, man, that's a Devil Fruit. Man, I can get all these abilities. The question is, should you go in and do it? Well, I would say there's 5 really cool points to actually doing it and biting into that Devil Fruit and taking those abilities. The first point is that there's really not that big of a drawback as far as when you think about being a Devil Fruit user. You bite into it, you get these new abilities, and it could be anything that's really cool. The real big drawback is that you can't swim in the ocean. And that's really it. The power comes from you. So it's not like you're beholden to anybody, not like you got to go worship somebody. It's not like you have to go out and really do anything for the ability. It's going to come from you after you eat the fruit. The other piece, and yeah, the fruit tastes bad, but it's going to be fine. It's what it is on there. You're getting these new abilities. And if you want to, you can just go along with your regular life. You don't have to go out and do anything crazy. You can just keep going along with your regular life and doing just whatever you were doing before. So because there's no big drawbacks for them. It's not like when I say drawback, I think about like a vampire, right? The vampire can go out at night. The vampire, he's got the fangs. He's got to go drink blood all the time. You think about werewolves, right? And with a werewolf, they got to watch a full moon. They got all kind of problems that can happen with that. Mermaids, again, you know, they got to be near the ocean. You may be stuck as a half man, half fish for the rest of your life. There's some drawbacks to that stuff. There's some stuff that you got to go do. And then there's stuff that you got to work on in order to use these abilities. But the cool thing is with the devil fruit, no, there's none of that. You can literally eat the devil fruit, gain the power, go back to a normal life. You can use the abilities when you want. The energy from the abilities do come from you. So you got your limit. But it's one of those things that it really comes from you. So I'd say that's the first cool point. There's no big drawbacks to it. You don't have to worship any devils or anything like that. The second cool point is that you can totally kick ass with those abilities. I mean, I'm talking about the ability to control fire, the ability to control smoke. Even if you get something weird, like one of the Zohans where you can become a snake, you can make your different body parts into the snake. You can do some cool stuff with venom is what you can do. Control time, which is always just an awesome ability. Make yourself to rubber. You get all these like kick-ass, like cool powers that you can be able to use as you see fit. So if you don't want to use them, you don't, but you can use them if you ever do need to use them. So I say that's the second part. Like you get all these different cool powers that you have the option of getting. You know, obviously it's going to be at random. You're not going to know which one you get until you bite into that fruit. But I say like, wow, you can get these kick-ass cool abilities. Third thing I would say is that what's really cool about it is that it can get stronger over time. Kind of like I mentioned with Luffy, that if you train at it, if you work at it, your abilities in the modern world that we live in, it will get stronger and they get better. And you'll be able to do some more cool and fascinating things that where you can control the almost the environment around you. You can take your abilities to a whole new level is what you can do. So even if you get something lame, like there was one lady where no one could touch her. Everything kind of just slid off her is what would happen. So no one could physically harm her. Over time, you can work on that and you can make it something cool is what you can do. I don't know how that becomes cool, but I thought it was kind of lame. I thought it was one of more lame devil fruit, but it'd be fine. It'd be fine on there. You can grow and you can develop whatever fruit power that you have. Fourth thing I would say about the cool part, if you were to bite into that fruit, is as far as like with a job goes, and it's one of those things that we got to have. You can keep your regular job. You can just go about your regular day. If you're a student, go through your studies and just keep your regular job. Everything's going to be fine. There's no rush. There's no need to go out there and do anything crazy because you're just going to be a regular person. It'll be totally fine. Or if you want, you can try to do something cool. You can do like a preacher, which I always mention about that as far as becoming some type of religious figure. But you think about it, like you control fire, you control water, you control ice. You can set up your own church, get tax deductible, which is awesome. Tax deductible, get your worshipers, give you free money. You don't have to say you're a big God. You can say yourself just a little God or godling or some kind of spirit is what you can say. And people throw money at you. They'll, you know, worship you and all that kind of stuff on there is what you can do. So you always have that option as far as going and becoming like starting your own church, which would be pretty awesome. The other thing, as far as like when you think about job, you can always obviously be an online celebrity, YouTube or some crazy crap like that. Do some kind of stunts is what you can do and really razzle and dazzle people. You could just go to Vegas and be a magician. And especially when you think about like the chop chop power, where you can take parts of your bodies off and everything. That'd be a pretty cool show to go see. You can make that into comedy also, which would be really fascinating from that standpoint. there's a smoke and there's a fire. I mean, that's all just, that screams Hollywood. That screams Vegas. The show. I mean, I'm talking about sold out every single night. You're working in a casino and you can't get enough of it. So that'd be pretty cool to have that type of life and just go out and ball out like you can inside Vegas. You could, if you wanted to, obviously, if you get the heel, it'd be an amazing doctor or a spiritual leader is what you could do. Then there is, you could tie your ability into a certain job, such as if you wanted, if you go back and eat the fruit and become like a firefighter is what you could do. You could eat the water one and try to save people inside the ocean is what you could do. Be a lifeguard or some cool thing like that. You could take a job as an assassin or a military agent. You could go that route. Although you could do that now, it'd be much cooler if you got these amazing abilities where you're very tough to kill. I mean, that's pretty awesome there. So there's, from a job perspective, it's really nice that you can go extraordinary and do some weird stuff, but you can just get your regular job also too and just chill. You got the options is what it is. I would say the fifth reason, final reason why I think it'd be cool to go ahead and eat that double fruit is that it really reminds me of that TV show Heroes, where I think it came on ABC or CBS. It came out in the early 2000s, where you had these irregular people with extraordinary abilities, and they could go out and they could live their lives. And at the same time, whenever they needed to, they can use that ability to help them out. But it wasn't necessary to use that ability all the time. And I think that's a really cool part of it. And like I mentioned before, you can just keep living your life. You got your family, you got your friends. You don't have to make a big explanation to them I'm doing all this weird stuff. No. Just live your life, have a good time, and use your abilities whenever you need to. Such as you're in a barbecue and you want to get the fire started, use your fire ability. There you go. You get everything started. Make some great burgers with that ability. So does that say it's the five cool points of biting into that double fruit? I would say are the five cool points to it. As far as the bad points, and I always got to talk about, the cons of things. There's about four that I thought were kind of really bad for why you shouldn't bite into the devil fruit. The first one is obvious. Like I mentioned before, you don't really know what type of fruit power you're going to get. And this is something not to be taken lightly. There's all those great, great, cool abilities that are out there. But like I mentioned before, you could get something lame. Something that is just not fun. There could be another devil fruit right around the corner that's going to give you a really cool ability, but you've already eaten your lame devil fruit, so you can't go back on it. So that's, I would say the first part is that you don't really know what kind of power you're going to get. Obviously, there's a huge, like I mentioned before, there's a huge difference between the artificial devil fruit and the natural one, so you'll know whether or not it's an actual artificial one, and don't bite into that, by the way. But as far as the natural ones, it's a gamble as far as what power you're going to get. And you could have power envy. You see this fruit, you bite into it. Oh, man, I got this ability. I got the chop chop ability. Right around the corner, you see another fruit. And there you go. That looks like it's the actual time fruit. And it's like, man, I wish I could regurgitate out my chop chop ability and go get that time. But you can't. You only get one. And you don't really know what you're going to get. So that's I'd say that's the first part about why you should really be cautious about biting into that fruit. The second thing, it's like I mentioned before about not being able to swim in the ocean. And it's something that is not a big deal because you still can swim inside a regular pool, go inside and go to hot tubs and take baths and everything. But I just think that with people and their psychology and the way things work, you really want the things that you can't have. That's what people ultimately really want. And once you can't go into the ocean at all, it's gonna start eating into you as far as that ability and trying to figure out ways. Well, maybe I can put on the scuba diving suit and go inside. And then obviously anything happens, you get cut or anything of that sort, then you're going to drown inside the ocean. So I would say that's the second part, is that you're not going to be able to swim inside the ocean. And you can enjoy the sandy beaches and have your Mai Tais and everything, but you can't go splashing inside the actual ocean. You're going to miss out on that whole piece. So that just kind of ruins your whole trips to the Bahamas and Hawaii and everything. I would say the third thing that I would say is a bad part about if you bite into that devil fruit, it's that you're not invincible. There is a chance that you can die. There is a chance that someone can figure out about the salt water. Someone can figure out a way to chain you with the sea stone, that they can figure out a way to kill you. You're not completely invincible, so you can die. So you have to be super cautious on who you show your abilities to, who's jealous, who's envious, who's saying to themselves, you know what, if I kill this guy, maybe there's going to be a new devil fruit somewhere. I can eat that. People are crazy, and you're not invincible. So it's something that you got to take into caution that, yeah, you can use your abilities. And even if you say, hey, I'm going to be benevolent, I'm going to be really nice to folks, and I'm not going to do anything shady or anything, you just try to go around healing people. You never know. People out there, they can get crazy. So I would say that's one thing to kind of keep in mind is that you're not invincible. So, yeah, you can die. The fourth thing to keep in mind is that in order to really get stronger, you have to be in a life-threatening situation, almost to the point where you're pushed to death. We saw that in a TV show where Luffy, yeah, there was parts where he trained and he learned new stuff and everything, but he got his strongest and grew his most when he was defeated, when he got beaten up. That's when he came back the strongest. So it's a piece to keep in mind that, yeah, you can really work at your abilities to get stronger, but if you really want to get stronger, you're going to have to get your ass kicked. And that sucks. I've been in many of fights. I've won most of them. There's some that I lost, and getting your ass kicked sucks every single time. So that's something to kind of keep in mind. Overall, I would say when it comes to the choice about eating a devil fruit inside our modern world, I'd say go ahead and do it. Take a bite of it. Just, you know, double check again that it's not one of those artificial devil fruit. That'd be super lame. Don't do that one. But all the other stuff, go ahead and do it. Take a bite of it. See how it's going to work out. You may get a cool ability that is just off the chill awesome. You may get something that's a little bit more lame and not that cool, but you have that option is what I would say. So do it. Bite into that devil fruit. Don't hesitate on it. Don't worry about if there's a better devil fruit around the corner. Bite into it and go forward. Hey guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast. My plan is to release a new episode every week. Unfortunately, I got a little bit tied up this last week, so it took me a while. Apologize for that, but I'll get back on the schedule this time. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a positive review on your listening device. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is mallet_joseph, which is mallet_joseph. Thanks again for listening, and please stay weird.